In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Good Health, Saint Joseph, Saints Cosmas and Damian, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate in the Church's liturgy Saints Cosmas and Damian, two saints which are also quite ancient. They are mentioned in the Roman canon in that second, in the listing of the saints in the Roman canon. You'll find them mentioned as prominent early martyrs of the Church. Saints Cosmas and Damian were two brothers who lived in Arabia in the 3rd century. They were practicing medicine of their day. They had acquired a certain level of skill with medical knowledge of their day and used their knowledge to take care of the sick, and they didn't charge for their services. And that is why they are the patron saints of doctors and also patron saints of chemists, or druggists as they're called. Chemists in Australia here, they call them druggists or pharmacists because of that medical knowledge that they used. They were prominent members of the Christian community because of their charity. They had become well known to people. And when the persecution of Diocletian took place, they were one of the first ones singled out for punishment, and they were martyred. It's interesting that today we begin the reading of the book of Proverbs, saying that there's two things that God asks of us. Put falsehood and lying far from me, and give me neither poverty nor riches. Provide me only with the food I need, as the writer of sacred scriptures saying. And that, you know, that, and then the psalm, the responsorial psalm, says that God hates falsehood. And if there's two things, two areas in our world today where lying has become kind of a state of the situation is in politics and medicine. We hear, of course, we know that politicians, lying has always been very much a part of the trade, you might say. It shouldn't be, but ever since man became a politician from the earliest time, it seems that lying has always been a very useful tool to further the cause. Not whether it's true or not, but whatever is useful to me. And that was the sophistry of the time of the Greek philosophers. It didn't matter whether what you said was true, it was just how you worded it. If it sounded eloquent, that was all that was mattered. And we can see that very clearly today. If you're very good with words, it doesn't matter whether they're true or not. It's just part of the supposedly game, I guess, they play. But that's not what God's attests to, or nor does God desire. It does not love the fact that people use and abuse their gift of speech, if we were to tell the truth. And, of course, we find that the other area in medicine is where lying has kind of gotten into a certain position of authority, is that we see, of course, the whole mentality of abortion and the use of contraception, and the fact that we don't want to tell people the truth in medicine. We want to further some agenda which is not driven by science even, because the science would prove these things are false, that they're not good medicine, they're not health care. Another area in which lying, and it's sad to say that many Catholic institutions have bought into it for whatever reason, and it's not to condemn anybody who's been involved in it, because many people have been deceived by people who should know better, meaning the doctors and those who are in the medical profession, is the whole organ donation scam that has been promoted throughout the medical profession. You know, one of the basic truths of philosophy, which is also been incorporated in theology, is that a spirit exists where it operates. And another basic principle that has been upheld in theological circles is the definition of death is the separation of the body and soul. For the soul is the principle of life. If you still have any signs of life, whether it be just a heartbeat, a pulse, respiration, well, then the soul is still present, because that's the principle of life in the body. If you don't have the soul, you have a corpse. Yet, because of politicians probably involved and people who are running to utilitarian means, we have to have a way of taking organs from people while they're still good, because if we wait till they're truly dead, then they're no use to us. We promoted this whole lie about brain death and other lying arguments that have been used to say that people are dead when they're still alive. And yet you'll find that there are even people in Catholic circles who support and defend vital organ donation. I'm talking about the heart, especially, because you can't take a beating heart from someone and think that they're still dead. You killed them when you took it. But yet this is the lie that has been promoted. And it's sad that it's not so obvious to others. But because we're in this age in which, people are looked upon as not persons, but rather as objects. You know, the child in the womb is not seen as a person, but as some kind of a disease that needs to be removed. The person who is elderly and sick at the end of their life is not seen as a person in need of care and in mercy, but rather as a burden to society. The person who is disabled or has some crippling effect is seen not as a person who is in need of love and care and special need, but rather someone who is a burden on society. This is the sad reality, that we have not preached the gospel as we ought to, and that especially in the areas of medicine, that the church, because those who were Catholic didn't hold fast to their Catholic faith, I guess they didn't believe the teaching of the church stronger than they believed the wily arguments of the worldly and those who were influencing them. Some have said that many Catholic institutions in the healthcare profession today are only Catholic in name only, that they do many of the same things that the pagan hospitals do, and yet they call themselves Catholic. And with the whole HHS mandate, maybe it's the best thing that may happen to Catholic medicine, is that they close them all and start over from scratch and really do something that is Catholic from the ground up. And that is truly practice medicine according to the teaching of the church. And that we really take seriously the teaching of the church about life, and really take seriously all these principles which many people in the Catholic medical profession have been kind of winking their eye at, and yet doing the opposite of what is so obviously true. Yet they'll use all these convoluted arguments to promote something which even a 7-year-old could tell is a lie. This is what happens in our world today when we lose sight of the gospel, when we decide that we want to be friends with the world, or when we want to become liked by those around us because our Catholic principles will bring us derision, or bring us, that we're somehow standing out from society. Well, our Lord said, the faith is what, we're supposed to be a light, we're a city sitting on a hill. That doesn't mean, obviously, a city on a hill is not something that can be hidden. A light shining in the dark can't be hidden. We're not going to get through this life as Christians hiding. We have to shine that light, and we're going to be a target. So we might as well get used to it. Our Lord was put on a cross and set up on top of a hill. And that is what is going to have to be for Catholics in the medical profession, Catholics who are politicians. The most important thing is not whether they have the majority loving them. If the majority wants to go to hell, you don't want to go with them. What is important is that we are standing fast to the truth. And the truth is what will set us free. Isn't that interesting that we have lost sight of the truth in the political realm and we are going into bondage? We are losing our freedom because we're not holding fast to the truth about life, about liberty, where does it come from, and all these things. And in the medical profession, instead of giving people life, people are afraid to go to the hospital where the culture of death is so prevalent. They don't know whether they're going to be treated or be put in the grave because the doctors there have this idea that, oh, let them out of their misery instead of treat them. This is the sad state of affairs in our world in many places. And as Catholics and as truly God-fearing Christians anywhere, we have to see the lie that is being promoted in the political world and in the medical profession. And like St. Cosmas and Damian and others, great saints, we have to stand fast. Our Lord says, shake the dust from your sandals if they don't want to hear it. He doesn't say water it down for them. He says, shake the dust from your feet and go on and preach it somewhere else where people who truly want to live and have freedom will be accepting it. The rest, God will take care of them. We need to be faithful and steadfast to what he has taught us and what he has given to us in the church. That is really what is going to make us free and happy in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.